Okay, good morning. It is Yud Dalet Kislev. Yud Gimel Kislev. The 21st of November. Thank you. We are in Shoftim Perek Tes. Just finishing Pasuk Chaf Beis, moving on to Pasuk Chaf Gimel. I would just like dedicate the shir to my grandmother. Yahrzeit is today. Leah Bas Svi, Holocaust survivor. Okay, so we actually stopped. I knew her very well, yes. We are... My mother's mother.
When was she nifter?
She was nifter. It's the second Yahrzeit. Okay, so we had this question that it says in our pasuk Yosha Avimelech al Yisrael Shalashan, so it says al Yisrael, but later on it seems that he was only Melech over Shechem, and we only see that Shechem and Beis Milo wanted him to be the Melech. So we saw a teretz that as far as a full melech, that was only over Shechem. And therefore, Shechem would be over on Morid B'Malchus for rebelling against Avi Melech. As opposed to the rest of Kaisel, they never accepted him. He was only a Vayosa. He forced himself upon them. It was a forced rule. So they would... He's not a rightful melech over them, and therefore there would not be a Morid B'Malchus. That was the Rinas Yitzchak. That was what the Rinas Yitzchak said. But then the Divrei Tova brought a very interesting thing, which is, could it be that a melech could lose his status as a melech? Is that possible? Can such a thing happen, that a melech could lose his status as a melech? And if he would, then obviously there would be no more Morid B'Malchus. If he's no longer a melech, then there's no Morid B'Malchus anymore on that. And we actually said that he could lose his status, and it was a Yushalmi in Horios. I'll read it again. I think I read it, but I'll read it again. Amar Rav Chona kol oisin shisha chadashim shel David boreach mipnei Avshalom. The 6 months that David was on the run, b'seira yimeschaper kehedjot ki pasuk lo din melucha. He was like a hedjot, like a non melech, like a regular citizen, because he lost the din of being a melech. They didn't want him anymore because of the rebellion of Avshalom. If you have a king that the nation no longer wants, supposedly he is no longer king.
Government in exile.
So only when he is acting as a melech, then he has a din melech, but he's not acting as a melech. But obviously David HaMelech was not acting as a melech when he was on the run from Avshalom. So then he loses his din malchus. The Rambam is Pirish yes, Perek Gimel Meharios. This is in Harios. Okay, this is Yushal Meharios, and it's a Rambam in Pirish.
Is it like that, or is that just a prayer from the mission?
Well, it's a good question. Let's continue on. So he said he heard from Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. So it comes out from this Yerushalmi that the Tzibur will be able to say to the Melech, "We don't want you to be king anymore. You can impeach a Melech." It comes out. You can impeach a Melech. As what happened with David. Fine. And I'm not sure if this is also a quote from Rav Chaim or this is the Divrei Tova himself, but he brings a kasha on this from a Tosfos in Temura. Tosfos in Temura, on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Tosfos Divrei Maskil Hani Trei Gufei Ksiv. I did not get a chance to look up the Tosfos, but he says here, Sheyachir Lochazi Lios Nasi Ba'od HaNasi Chai. As so long as there is a Nasi, and during the Tkufa of Nesiim, so Nesiim were like the kings. They were like the Melech. They were the leaders of Klal Yisrael. And as long as he's a Nasi, he can't be a Yachid. A Nasi lo chazi lios lo din Yachid. And a Nasi doesn't have the ability to have a din Yachid. And it would make nafkaminas as far as karbanos. There's certain karbanos that a Nasi brings, certain karbanos Yechidim brings, so it would be nafkaminas of that.
What does that mean,
a din Yachid? That a regular person. And again, there's with karbanos, There are differences in dinim as far as what karbanos. There's certain karban that's specific to a nasi. Abul ani va'asher kachad gufadami. Ani va'asher, you could have in the same person. Asher roi lios ani, v'ani roi lios asher. As ma'isim b'kol yom, we see people who could be very rich and lose all their money and become poor, and vice versa, rags to riches. Yeah, you have people that are very poor and they become rich. That's fine. That's not a problem. Ad kan me'atosus. That's tosus. V'neim avod v'edvarim, she'anasi hu ha-melech, anasi hu ha-melech, eni yachal lios b'karban yachid. He can't bring a karban yachid. Hinei l'charam avor, she'adam, she'nismane l'malchus, lo yichola lifsok mimenu din malchus. That once someone is, I'm just remembering now that Gemara, I think it's in Nedarim, maybe it's in more than one place, but maybe Rachmil will remember, where they, I forget who was with, maybe it was with Shaul, that they were asking him a question and they said extra words. And why did they say extra words? And the Navi said, because ein malchus noga b'malchus afilu rega echad, right? That you can't have one malchus going into the other malchus, even for a moment, that the malchus has to be exact. So his malchus needed to last up till here, right? To me, that would be mashma, that you can't necessarily lose your din malchus, which I guess would be against that Yerushalmi. Also, I don't know, he's saying this is a tosfos, he's saying there's a kasha from this tosfos on this din, because a nasi is a melech. I don't know, is that true? That a nasi would have the same exact dinim as a melech? Maybe there's an afkamina, but he's saying
that... This
is what the Divrei Tov, again, I don't know if it's Divrei Tov or Chaim, I'm not sure. He quotes Rav Chaim, and he doesn't say Ad Kan Rav Chaim, and he just brings this Tosfos. So it could be this is Rav Chaim asking this Kasha on this din of the Yerushalmi from the Tosfos. From the Tosfos, Mashma, once you're a Nasi, always a Nasi. You can't be Os Nasi. You can't be not a Nasi anymore. Which he says should be the same thing with a Melech. Once you're a Melech, you cannot lose your Malchus. But the Yerushalmi is Beferish that David did lose his Malchus. So this is still Sarech Iyun as far as what the din would be with this.
They resign?
What the din would be with this. And then the question is, and one second, the Shim was bringing this up yesterday. So what's happening in this case? Now they're unhappy with Avimelech. They're unhappy with Avimelech. They're rebelling against him. So now what is this? Right. Is this a Morad B'Malchus? Or is this, we no longer want you to be king? Meaning, where do you draw the line between a Morad B'Malchus and a, we no longer want you to be king? Is that Paskin El Pi Beis Din? I don't know. He's a Tzarchian. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. You're saying it wasn't a sole rulership. It was not a sole rulership. So he's saying it's not, yeah. But we also said yesterday by Malchus, we also had that for almost all the years of Malchus, there was Malchus based David and Malchus Yisrael as well. What do you mean, a regular Nasi? Okay. Ah, you're saying you see that they took down a Nasi. You're saying you see they took down a Nasi. That's a good point.
Through a process, though, right?
Good point.
Through a process.
Was it a process? Meaning that they were upset at Rabbi. That's the Gemara there in Brachos.
Right.
That they were upset. They were upset with Rabbi Gamliel. Doesn't say there was necessarily din Torah over there. I guess they were all masking that Rabbi Gamliel went too far in the way he treated Rabbi Yeshua, and he no longer deserves to be. The Nasi, although you see the other way though, that when they put Rabbi Gamliel back. So they said that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai can't lose his nesiyas, right? Because Malam Bekodesh ben Meriden. So you're not able to necessarily lose your in both ways over there. Saying it's not a real malchus anyway. You're saying how can we bring Not so. That we had a sikhsuk about whether there was a mashicha or not a mashicha. Is he a melech? Could he be? I mean, this is the other question. I don't know. Yochanan, you know anything about whether when there was malchus based over malchus Yisrael, were malchus Yisrael rightful malachim? Did they have din melech and you can't be moored against them? They were mamish malachim. So you could have two malachim. It's such a thing as you could have two malachim, or you could have a melech over a certain part, not just all of Klal Yisrael. So then it could be that Avimelech was. It could be he was melech, partially at least, over Shechem, Beis Milo, meaning that whole area. Maybe he was mamish, a melech.
The main issue that Yerovam had was that when he would, as the king of Israel, go in front of Beis David, that he would have to sit. That was really the thing.
Right.
He would have to stand.
Okay.
And then Beis David could sit.
But you're saying as far as anything else, they were melech. But
the only main distinction was sitting in the space.
Oh, is there a din merid of a malchus by a melech Yisrael?
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, different areas. I mean, you have Melech Yira, you have Melech Yehuda, Melech Yisrael. Melech Yehuda, Melech Yisrael.
Can a scroll for office that says that you're going to lose your...
Oh, we know that one of them is not correct.
Why? Yeah, but then at some point they got appointed through a Navi as well, so... I mean, how did that work? Meaning it seemed... What? I think so. I think so.
No, well, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Yerovam that he would be in front of him.
David will go first, right, but that was... Right.
Yeah, David would be after.
David will be first and he'll be second. So that's... Yeah. That was not as far as Malchus necessarily.
Right.
Okay, Tarchian. Okay, as we move on to Navi, maybe we'll get these things clear. Okay, let's move on. Next pasuk. Vayishlach, what's the beginning? Vayishlach Elokim Ruach Ra'a Bein Avimelech Ubein Ba'alei Shechem Vayiv Gidu Ba'alei Shechem Ba'Avimelech. And Hashem sent a Ruach Ra'a between Avimelech and between the Baalei Shechem, Vayiv Gidu Baalei Shechem Ba'Avimelech. What's Vayiv Gidu?
Segida.
Yeah? Rebellion. They rebelled against, the Baalei Shechem rebelled against Avimelech. Okay. Questions? Any questions?
What's going on?
What's going on here? Okay. That's a...
Do we have an expression, Ruach Ra'a, was that used in Paro's dream, the Ruach Ra'a, the cows, or the shibboleth or something?
I don't believe so. Philip? Ruach Ra'a, anywhere in the Torah, Ruach Ra'a, anywhere
that,
in the Torah.
Is that in Paro's dream?
I don't think.
Ra'ot.
No, I don't think
Ra'ot. Ra'ot.
I don't think Ruach Ra. Okay, yeah, so this is the question which I'm still trying to work on. We'll see what we can come of. What is Ruach Ra? Vayishlach Elokim Ruach Ra. What is Ruach Ra? Okay? That is probably the main question on this pasuk, yeah? I'm sorry? Why is Hashem getting involved? Vayishlach Elokim Ruach Ra. Okay, why does Hashem need to get involved? I have another question on that? Okay, so why, good, why Elohim and not Hashem? Okay.
It's judgment, isn't it?
Midas Adin. So it's Midas Adin. Okay. So you have more of a question on this? You have more of a question on this?
Well,
if it's by Ruach, if it's Ruach, by Yishlach Elohim, Ruach Ra, Bein Avimelech u'Bein Baalei Shechem. So, is there any bechira over here? Is there Bechira or Hashem? Or Hashem is just running the show.
What, to be Bechira?
Whether to be Moreid, whether, you know, what's happening with Bechira. I mean, first we got to understand what Ruach Ra is, and then to understand whether this is an issue of Bechira or not.
Is Ruach there, Nekev usually?
Ruach.
Yes, Ruach Moshefer. Shefer, is it blowing?
Okay.
When it says Bein Avimelech and Bein Bale Shechem, does that mean that he started the fight?
Uh-huh. That's a diuk. That could be a diuk, because it starts with Avimelech. Bein Avimelech and Bein Bale Shechem could be Avimelech started. Could be. Also, any other questions? Why again Vayiv Gidu Bale Shechem Avimelech? You have to say again Bale Shechem. Vayishlach al Ruach Ra bein Avimelech bein Bale Shechem. Vayiv gedu b'Avimelech. You're not going to know it's Bale Shechem.
Do they know?
Why is sticking in another Bale Shechem over there? Why are we sticking in another Bale Shechem?
Also, is it the leaders of Shechem or is it the Amcha? Bale Shechem.
Yeah, we had Diyukim back before about that, right?
We had Diyukim.
Yeah. Also earlier than Yudches, we said Bale Shechem. In the beginning, when they came originally, Avimelech originally came to them. So who did he come to? That's Kol Mishpachas Avi Imo. Okay, so that's not Bale Shechem over there. Bale Shechem, right. So Bale Shechem sounds like it's all of them. That's what it sounds. It sounds like Amcha. Bale Shechem sounds like Amcha. Not just Yechidim. Okay. So Ruach Ra, Rashi. Rashi says Ruach Ra means Sina. Sina. That's Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra is Sina.
How do you send Sina? By Yishlach.
There's like a wave of like a matzav ruach, which I still think you can have bechira. You could be infused with a desire, but unlike balei chayim,
you can still decide.
You can decide. Yeah. You know, people have that all the time, whether it's, you know, sexual or whatever, a pedophile, or a murderer. I want to kill this person, but I'm going to hold back today.
So you're saying even if there was a Ruach Ra sent from Hashem, we would still have Bechira. I hear. Good. Very good. Very good.
If Ruach Ra is Sina, so how does the word Vayishlach fit with Sina?
Well, okay, so what does it mean Vayishlach Elokim? I mean, it sounds like that Hashem somehow instilled in their minds...
Instilled Sina.
Instilled this in their mind, Sina. He sent them this Sina, which where else do we find Hashem? Where's the big example of Hashem tampering with the thoughts?
Paro.
Paro, right? That's what we have by Paro, right? By Yiksha, that's Lee, right? He hardened Paro's heart. Okay, so obviously Hashem has the ability to affect the machshavos of a person.
But that's a strong yeshua in the cloud. That we say that he limited his bechira.
Okay, right. And there's a lot of Torah on that. Exactly how Hashem did that. Was he removing his bechira? Was he not removing his bechira? All different pshatim over there. Would those same pshatim apply over here? Let's see if that will fit. Where? Shmuel. Yeah, Shmuel Aleph. Shmuel Aleph, yeah. Only other place it seems. Only other place. Okay. So nowhere in the Chamishei Chumshei Torah.
Same author.
True, right?
And it means Sina there.
Okay. So yeah, that's what. Also, that Barbanel says similar. Yishalach Elokim Ruach Ra v'Sina u'Meriva bein Balei Shechem shebagdu bo. And okay, so they add though both the Barbanel and the Malbim add the Hayazem Mishpat Elokim. The Hayazem Mishpat Elokim. What does that mean?
That was the din.
Meaning their punishment was that Hashem made them hate each other, So they would rebel against each other and they would kill each other. That was the din. That was the mishpat, that just like there's misa bidei shamayim, right? Hashem can punish a person. So this is the punishment. This was the onish, which I believe some say by Paro too, meaning that was Paro's onish, right? Because Paro was so bad, I think that's the Rambam's chat, right? That because Paro was so bad, so he got to the point where he didn't deserve to have bechir anymore. He lost his bechir. His onish was that he lost his bechir. Not everyone learns that way, though, right? I believe the Svarno says over there that Hashem needed to harden his heart in order that he would have bechir. Meaning, because Hashem was making so many nisim, right? If you see Dam, Svardei, Akinim, Bechulu, so you lose your Bechira. So Hashem hardened his heart, so you would have Bechira. Then you could get back to a level of Bechira, and now it was up to Paro to decide. So he didn't lose his Bechira. Okay? So we can apply that here. Also, the Malbim says as well, Vayishachakim Ruach Ra, V'hayazeh Onesh Hashgachi. Okay, this is a punishment from Hashgacha, meaning from Hashem. Similar to the Barbanel. So this was the punishment. This meaning both Avimelech and the Baalei Shechem got what they deserved because of their rishus in killing out Gidon's family. So they're getting what they deserve. And Ruach Ra means sinna. Ruach Ra means sinna. Okay, that's according to this. The Rav Chafuta, lost the place here. Okay, so Rav Chafuta says like this. So this Vayishlach Elokim Ruach Ra'a Bein Avimelech Ubein Baal Shem, he says, is the kiyum of Yosem's klala. Yosem was mekalel the Anshei Shechem, and he said, right, he made it al tanai. He said, if you were bamas uvatamim, so then good. But if not, so then eish yatza. Okay, so you could say this is the eish, right? What's the eish? The eish is the klala comes true. Hashem sends sinna down. Kilasu shel Yosem tafsabuha. Ze garam beneim sichsuch kasha. Davar shelo ole al hadas, to the point where they got into a terrible machlokas. Haklala yitzroisa, and the curse created this. Sichsuch yachol ligram harbe dvar. Right, sichsuch could be caused or cause many things. Bein olam lachaver, bein eshto, bein kavutza lekavutza, bein mishpacha, bein medina lemedina, harbe dvarim. Avo ba'olam haruchni. In the spiritual world, right? So we know that there's many things that cause fighting, right? In our world, in the physical world. But in the spiritual world, he says there are two things that can cause sichsuch. Two things. What do you think they are?
Lack of shechina.
So he says, O ayin hara, shekolo gam kitrug.
Mm-hmm.
What's kitrug?
Prosecution.
Right? So.
Criticism.
Okay. Meaning we usually say it about the Yetzirah that he's able to be mekatreg. I think prosecuting may be a better teich the way it's used, yeah?
Accusing, prosecuting,
right? Kategor Nasaneger. Yachalim soa eza baya shetigram sichsuch lepamim afilu kara chamor. Okay? So that's one thing. So one thing is ayin hara kitruk. That's one. And then he says number two, the second thing that can cause sichsuch from shemayim, a ruchniyistika thing, is ruach ra. And where does a ruach ra come from? He says ruach ra sheba miklala nechona. A ruach ra comes from a good or a proper curse. Meaning, so there's such a thing as a proper curse and such a thing as an improper curse. But a proper curse can cause a ruach ra.
Justified curse.
Justified. Yesh, what do you say?
Valid.
Yesh anashim shem efachdim mikol klala. Lo? Don't be afraid of every curse. Someone on the street starts yelling klalos. You don't have to be afraid. Klala bechinam hilo klala. That's not a klala. Meaning there is something real to a klala. It's not a game. There is something real to a klala. Avu klala, but not every klala. It has to be a klala of emes. Avu klala al emes tofeses. If it's a klala on emes, then it works. Chutz mitam chacham. Unless it's a tamil chacham. Hagemara merishim tamil chacham mekala afilu al chinam zetofes. Right? Don't mess with the tamil chacham. Because the tamil chacham has the ability, obviously a true tamil chacham wouldn't do it, but a tamil chacham would have the ability to affect a klala even for not necessarily a good reason. Tamil chacham amiti lo mekala rak mevarach, however he says. But a real tamil chacham, he's not giving klalos, he's giving brachas. But if he would, afilu emu lo sodeik, even if he's not right about it, hakol chayeves liskayim be'ez shlav shehu, it will come true in some way. Chutz lezeh, stam klalos al chinam lo shavo shum davar. But a klala, stam a klala, not from a tamil chacham, but nothing, doesn't do anything. Ve'epach, heim yecholos lahazik lemekalel ba'atzmo, even the opposite. Even the opposite. It can bounce back on the person himself. Rakulas emes yechol litzor mivucha ulahazik. A kilas emes though works, and it causes mivucha, it causes confusion, it causes sichsuch, and it has an effect. Oh, ayin ra kitru yachol litzur gam kein koach kazeh shiachol ligroim sichsuch o hafrada v'chol mine devarim me hasug hazeh. Okay, so you have ayin ra kitru or klala. These are the things that can affect. There's a spiritual force that will affect and bring machlokes and fighting and even in this case killing. So interesting. Okay, so he gives us what a klala is, what a rach ra is.
There's a vakor in Chazal that eish is sichsuch.
Eish is sichsuch.
How?
Yeah.
So Rabbi Akiva says shechina ben isha isha shechina ben ayhem. So it's shel ben ayhem. You take out the yud k, you have eish, and that's machlokes.
Very good.
Eish means machlokas.
Okay. There's a Reb Tzadik on this. I don't really understand it, but we'll read the words. Ruchin hu gufa. V'chein ruchin hein kol mine hezekos sheyesh al yidei haruach. Okay, so ruchin means all different type of spiritual damages that come through ruach. U'kamosh isaba metzia hakol beruach. Vezekos shebohu mitzad haklipa vasitra achra she sam mishkan umekor hahezek. So basically, he's saying that there's the side of kedusha and there's the side of tuma, and any hezek damages, spiritual damages, comes from the other side, from the sitra achra. And that's called, he says, Zenikra Ruach Ra. And that's called Ruach Ra. Meaning, so any of this hezek that comes from the klipa and the sitra achra is called Ruach Ra. And then, I'm sorry, then he brings the pasuk, Lashna Kasav Shmuel, he brings that pasuk in Shmuel. Over Divri Razal in the Mishnah, I don't know, you can't say if Sadik didn't know our pasuk, so for some reason he skips over our pasuk and he goes to the pasuk in Shmuel. Yes, Philip. Negavaser, yeah. Ruach Ra, we say it by Negavaser. Ruach Ra, right? So what does that mean? That means that we're worried about Shadim and Ruchim and things like that, right? That's what it's about. It's a spiritual thing. It's not a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing.
So do we normally say that Hashem sends the Sitra Achra?
Do we normally say?
He associate the Sitra Achra with Hashem. He allows it. He says he sent it.
He allows it. Yeah, maybe in this case, yeah. In this case, yeah. I guess going to this, you'd have to say that. Yeah. But by the way, speaking of Nagelvasser, so there is a Masorah that, you know, originally that says you're supposed to watch Nagelvasser right by your bed. Okay, not even put your feet on the floor. You're supposed to watch Nagelvasser by the bed. But there's a Masorah that we don't need to do that anymore.
It's the Gra.
well, the Gra said, as the Masorah comes from the Gra, there was Avraham
ben Avraham
the Ger, okay? Avraham ben Avraham the Ger, who came from a very aristocratic Christian family. He converted. He actually became a Talmud of the Gra. And this was a tremendous embarrassment to the church. So they hunted him down and they burnt him. They burnt him. And the Gra said that had such an effect on the world that this Kiddush Hashem of Avram ben Avram was able to pull out from the world the effect of the Sitra Achra, to the degree that we don't have to be as worried about Ruach Ra in the morning. And therefore, you don't have to necessarily wash Negavas by your bed. You could stand up and go to the bathroom or whatever to wash. Still, L'chadchila, I don't do it. But it is a L'chadchila the sooner you can wash the bed. Philip, you have by your bed? Dalarams. Ah, very good.
I say it's under one tikra.
What do you say? It's under one roof. It's under one roof. Yeah, yeah. He said there's many different types of these nezikim. Ruach hazazis, ruach kitzara, ruach tsrada, ruach palgo, kiyotze, all these different ruchos, which are in Shas they bring them. Okay, and he brings many different examples. Pirshakol ruchos atzlam ba'osa medinas ba'osan hazmanim v'chulu v'chulu. So many different rayas that ruch, and again, this is a spiritual force in the world, and a tomadika force that can have bad effects.
Poison the atmosphere.
Poison the atmosphere. Good word, right? Poison the atmosphere. 108 references. Wow. There you go. There you go. Thanks to Google. Okay. Shkayach. Okay. Fine. So he brings the Lev Avram. The Lev Avram says, "Vayishlach Elokim Ruach Ra." When did this happen? Shelachashen Nishlam Schus Aviv. Okay. So he had the schus of his father. What was the schus of his father? 3 years, right? We had the 3 years. The schus, the three things that Gideon said. So he was able to rule for 3 years. That ran out. So as soon as that runs out, Vayishlach Elokim Ruach Ra. Okay, and this is what Philip pointed out. We have Lashon Elokim, which is Din. He says the Lev Aaron that you see this is a spiritual thing. This is not al piderach hateva. What's happening over here is this is vayishlach Elokim ruach ra, right? Because the normal thing would be is that the Anshei Shechem, who were his brother, who appointed him, who brought him to Malchus, they're going to be on his side. And who are going to be the ones who are going to rebel against him? The rest of Klal Yisrael. But that didn't happen, right? It happened the opposite of Teva. So why is it happening the opposite of Teva? It must be this is something spiritual happening over here. This is from Hashem, and that's the Vayishlach Elokim Ruach Ra. A nice chat, yeah? Someone has something? Okay. Then he says, Nilaf Yanez Dai Shehigish Anavi Shakarish Baruch Shalach Ruach Ra, Avo Beloha Ruach Ra Shalach. Are you smeichim be'avi melech? If not for this ruach ra, so they will be happy. Ukasher amar lem yosem bepasig yud tes simchu be'avi melech ve'yismach gam hu bochem. Like we said in pasig yud tes, shekain avi melech hoshias yisrael vayetov lem. He was doing good things. Avi melech. We see later on we have the dig of the Radak that he was moshia, that he did win wars apparently even, and he was a good king. So why did this happen? Why would they hate him? Again, it must be, it's a ruach ra. It must be coming from Hashem. And here he answers the diak, right? Why does the pasuk end say, Vayishlokim ruach ra ben amelech ubein ba'al shem, vayivu ba'al shem, vayivu ba'al shem. Why is he saying ba'al shem again? Why is that? So he says, he answers why, lo kitzu lichtu vayivu ba'avimelech, ala higisha begida hi shel ba'al shem. Shekein af shishalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu ruach ra aleihem. Even though Hashem sent this ruach ra, hayu yicholim umechuyavim lisgaber al atzman velo lisnoras elimelech. They should have, like Shimon said, right? They still have the ability. So this is not like, apparently, the other Mefarshim, okay? So according to the Abarbanel and the Malbim, how they learn, it seems that this was the Onish, and this wasn't about Bechira anymore. They didn't have Bechira, because Hashem gave him the Onish, that he's going to send this Ruach Ra, it's going to cause Sichsuch, that's their punishment. But he says, no, you don't have to learn that way, and that's the Diyuk of why it's the Baal Yishchem, because the Baal Yishchem, they were still responsible. They still had the ability to choose right over here. Sheyosem kiblu es Avimelech l'melech aleim. Since they wanted Avimelech, asur lohem limrod bo. Shekein lefamim ha'adam biglal chetav lo zoche shakarash baruch hu yimalteyu minisyonos kashim. Right, it is possible that because of a person's sins, so he'll get tests that are too hard for him to handle. Elachet of gomrim shiulo kashim v'nisneros kashim va'az im yigbar aleihem scharo rav ma'od. Right, if Hashem sends you these very very difficult tests and you still overcome, so then you get tremendous reward. Shesgabra l'nisneros kashim, because you withstood very difficult tests. If you're not zoche to withstand these tests and you fall, cheto yipul al shmo ki hu lo nitzeach es yitzro hara v'chein kan kosev ayigdu ba'alei shchem ba'avimelech tolo es hamered ba'alei shchem. Okay, the pasuk is saying no, it is ba'alei shchem's fault. Very good diak, right? It is the fault of ba'alei shchem ki heim chatu bezel kenal v'chein b'pasuk haba Lavo Hamas Shivan Bnei Yeruvah Lo Kasiv Lahavi Hamas Shivan Bnei Yeruvah Shekein Lefi Hamavur Leil Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lo Shalach Aleihem Ruach Ra Shel Onish. According to what he's saying, this is not a Ruach Ra of Onish. There's a Ruach Ra of a Nisayan. So is it a Ruach Ra of a Nisayan or is it a Ruach Ra of an Onish? That's the difference here. Asher Vavadei Tirgum Lebegidu Mariva Avimelech Sharei Hayu Anshe Shchem Yecholin Lizgabral Hergoshasim Halazu. They could have overcome and withstood this test, but they didn't. They failed, and that's why the pasuk says "Vayivu Baalei Shchem." Okay. One last point he brings from the Malbim. The Malbim says the Malbim obviously is always into words, understanding words. So he says the word Beis Gimel Dalid is so when you rebel, he's saying there's different types of rebellion, but when you use Begida, when you use that lashon. So it's neged bris reyim ahuvim. Okay?
Betrayal.
It's right, more betrayal. Very good, right? It's when you had a close connection with someone and then you betray them. Obega bris ish v'ishto, right? Or you would say it between a husband and wife. V'nei ba'al shchem shayu reyim v'krovim v'achim la'avimelech. Okay? They were his friends. They were his brothers. They were the ones who supported him. They were the one who gave him the money in the first place. That's called a begida. That's lashon begida. Sheyikru v'bris ahava shebeinehem u'kamo shekasa v'targum v'shakru. Sheyikru ha'bris ahava, I think he's saying like lashon like tearing up, right? Shekaru, v'shekaru, right? Shekaru habris ava shaisminim, and they tore up the bris ava. They had this tremendous bris of ava, and they tore it up. Okay, yashikach. Okay, amen. Okay, so.